Burns died Tuesday morning at his home in Williamstown, Massachusetts. An author of more than 20 books, he is best known for his 1971 National Book Award and Pulitzer Prize-winning biography of FDR, titled Roosevelt, the Soldier of Freedom. His son Stuart Burns also became a Williams professor and now teaches at the Union Institute and University in Cincinnati.
I always felt that, you know, a contentious conversation about politics was a good thing. Good thing to have, not something to avoid. And so we had a lot of contentious conversations about politics that would go back to the Vietnam War and over many years since.
Born in Melrose, Massachusetts in 1918, Burns grew up in Burlington, Massachusetts before receiving an undergraduate degree from Williams College, where he also edited the school newspaper. Burns served as a combat historian during World War II in the Pacific Theater, according to his son.
You know, fighting with one hand and then writing the history with the other.
Burns ran unsuccessfully as the Democratic candidate for the 1st Congressional District of Massachusetts in 1958. WAMC's political observer Alan Shartok says although Burns lost to popular Congressman Silvio Conti, the political action was meaningful.
But I loved it because I said to myself, well, you know, here's a guy who teaches it, but who also wants to show people that it can be practiced on a very community level, and that's what he did. And he wasn't afraid to lose, and to me, that was a sign of real decency, and you couldn't dislike him.
Susan Dunn met the man she calls Jim when she came to Williams College as a professor in 1973. The two became a couple in 1992 and would go on to write two books together, which Dunn says was easy because Burns was a perfect gentleman on top of being a scholar.
But I must say that Jim was also my teacher and my mentor, and he was so smart and insightful about American politics that I had no basis for disagreeing with him. He really, life with Jim was a seminar, an ongoing seminar, and dinner parties at our house were also seminars, and he'd have several subjects and themes lined up for the conversation, and we'd go around the table and ask people what they thought. And most people adored that because the conversation was really substantive and serious. Some people felt it was a little too heavy and they would have preferred more meaningless, vacuous chit-chat.
Serving as a professor of political science at Williams for nearly four decades, Burns also wrote about and studied the role of leadership in politics, including coining the term transformational leadership, which Dunn defines.
It is empowering the followers. He saw that there was such a, it's not just a question of the leader himself, but the interaction between the leader and the followers, they empower one another.
Dunn says Burns also pushed for political reforms, including viewing the Constitution as a living, breathing document.
And Jim felt that it was no longer working very well, and perhaps part of the paralysis that we see in Washington now, the deadlock that we see in Washington now, Jim had predicted.
Stuart Burns says the impact of his father's, quote, heart of gold stretches well beyond the world of academia.
I remember him saying something very simple but that stayed with me ever since, which was, think of others. Think of others.
James McGregor Burns is survived by Dunn and his ex-wife Janet Thompson Keep and their three surviving children. A family burial will be held soon. A public memorial service at Thompson Chapel at Williams College is scheduled for September. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.